I have 5 tips for you when it comes to wholesaling REO properties. REO stands for real estate owned by the bank, just in case you're wondering. Some also call it bank owned properties. Is this even possible these days, or it's a thing of the past when no one was paying attention? 2004, right about the time that I was in my master's program in engineering management, I started attracting lots of ideas on how I could change the world. I ended up at quite a few seminars, one of them being a first time home buyer seminar at East Orange, New Jersey. Of course, like everyone else, I thought I was going to become the next millionaire on the block by becoming a landlord. So the first house I went to look at was actually an REO bank owned property in Bellevue, New Jersey. It needed some cosmetic work. My attentions weren't in flipping or wholesaling the property. It was more so in a little work and then becoming a landlord. But I quickly discovered that being a landlord wasn't as simple as the seminar made it seem, and then I mastered wholesaling first. So allow me to share these 5 tips with you. On my next video, I share with you how I went on to create $3,058,000 in transactions by the 24th month and the mistakes I made. So make sure that all the buttons around this video that will ensure that you're notified are punched in the face. My name is Ola, and I'm the author of 2 books, Real Estate Money Secrets and Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, which you can download for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I am also the creator of my Empire Pro, an 11 days challenge quick start guide, which you can find at www.11dayschallenge.com. Tip number 5. Let's first define REO or bank owned properties. As the name says, these are real estate properties owned by a bank. They are assets on their books. I know what you're thinking. So banks own real estate? Not necessarily, but owning a property does become a necessity for banks that lend money towards purchasing properties or use real estate as collateral for a mortgage loan. When such borrowers default on the loans, the bank is forced to exercise their right to foreclose on such property. The process of foreclosure starts with a lease pendens, a pending legal action with the courts. This stage is called pre-foreclosure. After that, they attempt to auction the property, and that often leads nowhere except buying the property back onto their books from the auction sheriff. That's foreclosure. Tip number 4, exit strategy for wholesaling REO properties. If all you are doing is buying an REO property outright to fix and flip or to rent out as a landlord, you don't have to worry about this tip. But if your exit strategy is wholesaling, there are a few things you should know and prepare for. If you have an ongoing relationship with an end buyer that counts on you to continue to find deals for them, it's better for you to have them buy it straight from the bank on their name and get your finder's fees on the side. Your typical wholesale assignment contracts and fees may not be tolerated by the bank, as they have lost so much money in the foreclosure process and don't want to see any non-conventional fees being paid out on the closing statements. If you'd rather protect yourself and get paid from the closing table in black and white, you will need investor-friendly title companies such as Chicago Title or Stewart Title. Google them. I think they are national. You can also ask at your local REA for recommendations. These title companies will recognize one of 2 different deal structure that you will need, which are 1. LLC transfer, which involves forming an LLC entity for the sole purpose of locking the property under purchase contract and transferring 100% of shares in the LLC to the end buyer after closing. That makes them the owner of the property, which is owned by the LLC. 2. Double closing, which involves buying the property first and funding it using transactional funding at the cost of 1 to 2 points and selling it right away on the same closing table to the end buyer. On the next video, I will talk more about transactional funding. With LLC transfer, you will need to find an end cash buyer investor who is comfortable already with this strategy. That reduces the options in your pool. Ultimately, if you're locking a really great deal, the investors would do anything to get the deal, because great deals are obviously not easy to come by. And with double closing, you can't use it if there are clauses in the offer acceptance that restricts title change. Sometimes they will add restrictions that prevent transfer of title for 90 days or so. You will be left with hotel, that's wholesale plus retail, which means you need to buy and hold it for a while with that option. That would need your personal funding resources. Contrary to popular beliefs, you can still get away legally with these strategies in many states, but I also recommend using an attorney for these processes to protect yourself. The fact remains that they do get away with a lot more than you can as a regular individual when it comes to legal matters, right or wrong. Tip number 3, LLC names. When forming LLC names for LLC transfers, people tend to use the street address of the property, especially with the expectation that they will be selling the shares. Example, 123 Main Street LLC. Try to add city and three additional characters to these LLC names to avoid title clouds from other people that may have used similar addresses for LLC. It can delay closings unnecessarily if any of those other similar LLCs have judgments against them. Instead, try an example like this, 123 Main Street by FIR LLC, and be sure to dissolve all LLCs you never sold to avoid them lingering around on your name or your records. Tip number 2, 8 websites to find REO properties. You can check out Zillow.com, Redfin.com, since these are usually listings with agents and this website feed from many local MLS anyway. If you want to see foreclosures, foreclosed homes and REOs exclusively, check out Auction.com, Opsu.com, HudsonandMarshall.com, RealtyBid.com, HudHomeStore.com, HomePath.com. Set up free alerts whenever you have the opportunities to do so on these websites and be the first to see when they come on. Start building a relationship with the agents you see repeatedly and their team, as other opportunities will come from it. Tip number 1, it's all about relationships. The most important thing in this process, like most other processes, is the relationship you build with real estate agents, and here's why. Foreclosure is a nightmare for the lenders, as the intention is to flip money for more money and not property management of foreclosed properties. When these properties are foreclosed on and bought back by the banks, they're turned over to asset managers for liquidation. What ends up happening is that they hire licensed real estate agents to evaluate, value, and list these usually distressed REO properties for sale. They do this via a BPO, a broker's price opinion, though a professional opinion is still an opinion that you can absolutely influence with your relationship. Just like in short sale, which is what the bank uses to liquidate at a pre-foreclosure stage to save money, these properties are considered non-performing assets. They have lost a lot of money already, but not really, because a bank lending operation is prepared for these situations. So when you find ways to add value to this agent and build a relationship beyond just one deal, REO properties become a great opportunity. Conclusion and main lesson. At this point, the lender just wants the market value of the property, and they will accept as low as 90% of whatever that is. So if you want to wholesale REO properties, your official access point are licensed real estate agents, especially those who specialize in REOs. Therefore, you can see these homes on websites such as Zillow, Redfin, and others, because they feed from local MLS as well. Just keep in mind that these agents typically don't make that much in commissions from REO properties, so they count on volume and hopefully work with investors that already know what they are doing. They may not be able to tolerate a lot of petty little stupid questions, but everything is negotiable when you build a solid relationship over time with these agents. I cover negotiations in more detail in this video on the screen.